Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A guy that's been doing it a long time, Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us. Tim, got to be devastating news to find out that the game today and tomorrow are postponed. Possibility of a doubleheader coming up on Sunday, but at least the Brewers don't have COVID, you know?
Yeah, we got to focus on the positive. You know what, Bill? I was doing so good about not being an alcoholic when I was going back to work. The On Deck show on the Fan in Milwaukee, and then the post game show 15 years and running. And we started with the preview show on Thursday. So I was back to work on Thursday. We get baseball Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We get a little bit of rain delay. We get the new extras rule on Monday night. A tough loss. They spit it up on Tuesday, and then Wednesday comes. What a performance for Woody. Throughout this whole duration, the Brewers are hanging in there. I'm not drinking at all. I'm just going back to the detox, and now I'm going to be at an outdoor facility tonight and right back into the mix, right back into it. It is disappointing. It's devastating, but here's what we got to keep in mind. We get a little taster of the season, And so with all the new protocols and rules and Anthony Rizzo regarding the postponement last night, he's right. And I don't necessarily like the dude, but he's right. And we talked about it on the postgame show on Monday. What are you doing sitting around? You change strategy rules in baseball to limit the amount of time, limit the amount of minutes you spend around other people because of COVID, yet during a rain delay, Bill, it was an hour and 42 minutes on Monday night. You had players and staff and facility maintenance and security all sticking around, not limiting the minutes. So I'm with Rizzo right on that. But, you know, we have to adjust the system a little bit as we move along. We built in a 60-player squad here, alternative training site for a reason, a taxi squad for a reason. The testing, all of these things are done for a reason. And we always have to keep our eyes moving forward with our friends at Forward Financial Partners, of course.
There you go.
we just do. Now, we can't tweak the system in this regard. To my knowledge now, I'm going to do a little study a little bit later on this afternoon about the test and where are the immediate test results, those 5 to 15-minute result tests that are out there. I think Abbott Lab or whatever it was. Manfred, you got to adjust the system. You can't be sending your samples to Utah. Nothing against Utah. I've been there many times. In-laws live in Utah. I love the state. I do love the state. But you're sending your samples to Utah, yet it could be a positive in there, which then has that time factor. Another game has gone by the time you get the results. So to be a little more positive on this, I do think, Bill, that the system is there, but it's not a roadmap. There's no one wrote the book on this. And I hope people understand and not listen to the mainstream media that has this one story that they want to shove down your throat. People are smarter than that. Adjust everything. This we've never been through this before. Not ever. Mm-hmm. And so it's okay. I don't want to send a panic through everything, but let's just one day at a time, as Brawny said. Let's do that. That's probably not bad advice. Let's go one day at a time and adjust the system.
Yeah, I would agree. And by the way, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. If you want to chime in, you can. I like the fact that baseball has done what they've done, they've taken into consideration these double headers we're going to see. So I get the fact that they're going to shorten these games. They're going to say, okay, 2 7-inning games. Look, I'm a baseball purist, but I understand where we're at now, and I appreciate that. By the way, some breaking news here. Brewers General Manager David Stern said, we are supportive of MLB's decision to postpone today's game and look forward to playing our home opener as soon as conditions safely allow. The health and safety of our players and employees are and will be and continue to be the top priority. That's from Brewers General Manager David Stern. Do you like the fact that because of these positives, the fact that games have been postponed, they're going to play these doubleheaders in 2 7-inning games?
Yeah, it's already a season that is, you know, some would say flawed already, but I think that's a little tough of a word to use. It's a funky season, so let's adjust to it. I love that adjustment, Bill. You hit it on the head right there, and that is to limit. You're looking ahead a little bit. You're saying, wow, okay, so we've got some cancellations. How are we going to make these things up? We want these games to count. So when we do get into doubleheader situations, that let's do this. Let's go 7 innings. Let's see what the players think about this, and we'll move on from there. I do love that idea, the intent. Now, as a purist, as you said, traditionalist, I'm okay with the man on second base rule in extras this year. Not a big fan of it moving forward next year, however. This year, doubleheaders at 7 innings. Not a big fan of it next year. I'll take it this year.
What have you seen so far regarding this baseball team? By the way, they are live now at Miller Park. It's right here in front of me. I'm watching the Brewers taking batting practice and some infield practice at Miller Park right now. The Cardinals are back in their hotel. They've been told to self-quarantine. There's more from David Stearns. Also from Major League Baseball, today's Brewers game has been postponed. Saturday's game remains as scheduled, and the league will adjust appropriately. The doubleheader is scheduled for Sunday, a 1:10 Central Time start. So that's where things stand right now. There will be a game tomorrow, at least according to Major League Baseball, and there will be a doubleheader on Sunday beginning at 1:10 Central Time. So the game today postponed. They're going to try to make that game up on Sunday. So, Tim, what have you seen so far out of the Brewers that you like, dislike? And then we won't even get into the Christian Yelich stuff regarding this particular portion of the segment, but I do want to ask you about it before it's all said and done. So likes and dislikes so far.
Yeah, team hanging in there at 3-3, and that's pretty important in the shortened season here. And you're going to stay right around 500 if that's the low end of your win-loss record. You gotta be okay with that. As you adjust, as you figure things out, and they are figuring things out too on the field, and that is the strategy late in a ball game. It appears to me that Josh Hader is just your stereotypical as defined closer, doesn't it? It looks as if he's a 3-out, 9th-inning save guy, and because you've had opportunities to use him. So I'm not quite sure I like that part of it. I like Josh Hader, and maybe they're going to work him in as, you know, a 5-out save or a, you know, a 2-inning save or things like that. So we'll see how that shakes out. Thank goodness for a Devin Williams for stepping up, because as Counts called him a couple of years ago, the electric dudes late in the season, they need that guy wrapped around, those guys, I should say, wrapped around Hader, whether it's before him or after him or both. They need those guys. We thought Bobby Wall was going to be one of those guys. That didn't work out real well. Phelps, thank goodness for him for stepping up. He looks electric. He was outstanding the other night. And then you have Devin Williams. So one of those guys in the bullpen has got to step up outside of now Phelps and Hader. So hopefully it's Devin Williams. Offensively, I will say this, Bill. I didn't like it at first. I wanted Lorenzo Cain just to be every day, lefty, righty, it didn't matter, as leadoff guy. But you know what? The Sogard in there against right-handers and the Lorenzo Cain in there against left-handers leading off for this Brewers offense has been outstanding. It's been dynamite. Yeah. And that's why Craig Counsell is a manager and I'm not.
Hey, I do want to touch on the Christian Yelich thing, and I know there are some people that are starting to go, oh, my God. I'm not one of them. I just feel he's eventually going to just kind of come out of this. But I will say on that swinging or on that looking strikeout he had the other night in the last game against Pittsburgh, He had one that he didn't go after, and really it was kind of right there on the edge. It could have been called third strike. But then the ball, low and away, the breaking ball that he was kind of like just looking at and fishing at, he just looked lost to me, Tim. Do you think he's lost right now or struggling in the sense that he's just off, or eventually he's just going to take a couple of pops and he's back?
Yeah, it's a snowball effect. And first of all, these baseball players are creatures of habit, most of them. Most of them. They have this regiment in November when the season is over. I'm going to do this. In December, I do this. January, I start ramping up a little bit. February, I get this going. They are creatures of habit, and the vast majority like that regiment. Well, we've been taken out of that regiment for all of these players. Some are going to thrive on it. Some are going to say, hey, no, this works for me. I'm off the I'm just a fly-by-night kind of guy, and I'll just do whatever. Maybe that's the case for a Ben Gamel. But on the other hand, Christian Yelich probably is out of his guideline, his regimen a little bit, and it's a snowball effect. I think what screwed him up, it's a head thing too, it's a mental thing too, Bill. The Hendricks start opening day, you see a 3-1 count and you get a change up, and you're like, ooh, okay, fine, 3-1 change, 3-2. Another change up, and now he's saying, oh, what do I get? Do I ever get a dead red fastball? Do I get a 2-0 fastball? Do I get a 3-1 fastball? I wouldn't give him a fastball in any count right now. He's just on a bad little roll.
Right.
It's in his head. He will get out of it. He will. Hey, 1-for-27, slight concern about that. It is a slight concern. That's a good sample size. I mean, you're halfway to Craig Counsell bad at 0-for-45. I mean, Counts, should he should really be the therapist here. He's gone through the 0-for-45. Yeah, I'm sure they've had conversations about it. He'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm just not concerned yet. The only thing that bothers me is the fact that he's had so many swings and misses. That's it. Because normally he's a contact guy, and the only thing that's bothering me, he just looks like he's guessing, like he's just a little lost right now. But like you said and I said, I think a couple of base knocks, a little bit of confidence, maybe today being just an off day, get some swings in at Miller Park, some home cooking, whatever it is. I'm hoping he gets back on it.
Yeah.
Tim, always a pleasure. Apparently, according to Major League Baseball, tomorrow's game is going to go on as scheduled, at least as of right now. That's what they're saying. And then it's going to be a doubleheader coming up on Sunday. So you got a lot of baseball still ahead of you, my friend.
Hey, don't freak out, everybody. Let's just play it day by day and look at the bigger picture. We'll adjust to this. We'll get through this. We'll get through it.
Keep your fingers crossed. Good stuff, Tim. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it.
All right, buddy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.